Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock school. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
Okay, we go to the Saints game, and I'm just absolutely stunned that I'm sitting up high enough where, you know, if birds could get in, they would be looking up at me, you know.
And Chad P.
Yes.
And then right up the street, KSCL 91.3, Shreveport, Louisiana, baby.
That's right up the street.
Class is in.
Good afternoon. This is Rock School, the radio show, as opposed to the television show. Do we have a television show?
Not yet. We're working on it.
Why don't we get a television show? We're handsome men. My name is Joe Burns. I am a professor here in the communication department, Southeastern Louisiana University. Sitting to my immediate right, a former student, one who must learn. What's your name, kid?
Chad P.
This is part two of our long-awaited New Orleans show. We are playing the music of the great city of New Orleans, which we are about, what do you say, 45 miles north of?
Yeah.
Right here in the greater downtown Hammond area on the campus of Southeastern Louisiana University. We are in part two, which means part one has already happened.
That's right.
If you'd like to hear it, by all means, jump on the website. That is kslu.org. Look for the chalkboard on the right. It says Rock School, and you will see a link there to part one.
Yep.
We ended last week with Alan Toussaint singing one of his newer songs, but we ended in terms of our timeline in 1961.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about another one of these novelty songs, except this novelty song, another Toussaint creation, goes to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. This puppy leads the United States. Have you ever heard of Ernie K. Doe?
No.
A New Orleans native who went out of his way to point out that he was, quote, a charity hospital baby. You'll like him because he was an ex-disc jockey. In fact, he went back to disc jockeying after he had his little run as a singer. Had a lot of little catchphrases that he used. Burn, K-Do, burn. He called himself Mr. Naugahyde, but he got sued by the people who make Naugahyde. How is that possible?
If anything, it's more recognition for their product.
That's what I would think. He had a song back in 1961 called Mother-in-Law. Now, did you ever go out with equipment and play at weddings and things like that?
Mm-mm.
My wife and I did that to sort of supplement our income for the longest time. We did it for probably 2 years. I used to have this little Dodge Shadow that would cram all this equipment in the back of. I had to put heavier shocks on it. And we would go out and do these things. And one of the songs that we would ask, we never just sprang it, but we would ask if we could play was Ernie K. Doe's Mother-in-Law.
Okay.
And we found out very quickly who had a sense of humor
and who didn't.
Let's find out if we have a sense of humor out there in the audience today as we continue with New Orleans, the timeline, 1961, number one, Mother-in-Law, Ernie K. Doe, Rock School.
Mother-in-law.
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 Mother-in-law. The worst person I know.
Former disc jockey, New Orleans native, Ernie K. Doe was on for a while, the great WWOZ, City of License, New Orleans. By the way, when he died in 2001, had a full New Orleans funeral, buried in the same tomb as his mother-in-law.
Dude, yeah. my mother-in-law listens to this show.
I never said a word against you. I think your mother-in-law is a wonderful person.
I've met her many times. She is so wonderful.
Yeah,
she really is.
Would she have allowed that to be played at your wedding?
No.
No, most people didn't. Sometimes we found people that found it fun. Try this. When you are talking to somebody about the Rolling Stones, pick three Rolling Stones songs and say, which of these are a remake? Just pick two and then say, Time Is On My Side.
Okay.
They'll never pick Time Is On My Side. Everybody's positive that was written by the Rolling Stones. Wrong-o. That is a remake. The original was by a guy named Jerry Ragavoy. And actually, it was an instrumental. The only lyrics that were in it at all was just every so often somebody would say, Time Is On My Side.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in 1964, there was this woman by the name of Irma Thomas.
I know
and,
Irma
oh,
Thomas.
Oh, yeah. She's known as the soul queen of New Orleans. I know it's not New Orleans, but see, you got to go E to make it rhyme with queen. So, yeah, I'm going to mispronounce it once. She started singing for Specialty Records as a 13-year-old and later on began working with Alan Toussaint for the Minute label. He took this song, this instrumental, and put lyrics to it and created the version that the Rolling Stones listened to and copied. So when you listen to the Rolling Stones, what you are really hearing is a cover of New Orleanian native Irma Thomas's 1964 version of Time Is On My Side.
Hmm.
Don't believe me?
No, I do.
Here it is on Rock School. Fantastic. Irma Thomas as we do New Orleans Part 2 here on the Rock School Radio Show.
What do you think inspired Mick Jagger to listen to that and say, we could do that?
Oh, we could do it better. I don't know that they even did it better. No, they were really moved by the rhythm blues out of the United States. The funny thing was, it was the British teens that were moved by the rhythm and blues out of the United States. When you listen to Cream and you listen to 10 Years After and you listen to, you know, the Rolling Stones, that's where the Delta blues and obviously some out of New Orleans moved young people. That's where it, I mean, that's the influence. That's where it went. It didn't have that push here in the United States until it actually got turned around. The Rolling Stones came here. The Who came here. And then people listened to them and thought, well, who were their influences? And then re-listened. That's how it really turned around. By the way, did you know that New Orleans had the first opera house in America?
Nope.
It did. We did. 1964, as we continue with our rock and roll timeline of New Orleans, the Dixie Cups.
Yeah, I know Dixie Cups.
Most people know of them for that, go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. That's why we don't sing, ladies and gentlemen, right there.
That was horrible.
They knocked the Beatles out of the top spot with that song, but this is what most people think of when they think of the Dixie Cups and New Orleans. Iko Iko.
You had mentioned Iko Iko last week. We were going to try to get into it, but we didn't get up to this far in time.
Just ran out of time, yeah. Mm-hmm. Iko Iko is actually a prettied up version of a song called Giacomo. It tells of a collision between a couple of tribes of Mardi Gras Indians and their catchphrases. Basically, the lyrics are based on Louisiana Creole French. Iko Iko apparently means listen or attention. It's what you would say, you know, Iko Iko, listen to me.
Okay.
Hear what I'm saying? And the line Giacomo Finide apparently is straight from the original song Giacomo. So what it all means depends on how you actually translate it. And that neat little clanking at the beginning of it, in case you're wondering.
Yeah.
If you're thinking, wow, that's got to be some interesting instrument brought from a foreign country. It's actually two sticks on a Coke bottle. I'd love to tell you this was recorded in New Orleans. It wasn't.
Uh-oh.
It was recorded in New York City, but it's by the Three Dixie Cups, New Orleans natives, Iko Iko, Creole chant, right here, Rock School.
My grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire. Giacomo Finide, talking about hey now, Iko Iko and day.
Are they getting shorter?
Yeah, I think they are. Last week they were getting longer.
Yeah.
I was like, start a song and turn right around.
Man, you sat back and looked at me and went, whew, these songs are short, and then sat right back up.
Yep,
and, oh, there's 20 seconds left in the song. It's a Dixie Cups. Let's move 2 years into the future.
66.
Alan Toussaint, 66, yeah. Alan Toussaint continues to keep popping up. He produced this one, and he wrote this one. I'm telling you, if you don't know this song, I would like to know where you've been living for the last few years. This is by a guy named Lee Dorsey. I again mentioned him last week.
Yep.
Dorsey put 7 songs into the Hot 100. If you're from New Orleans, you might be able to pick out 2 or 3 of them. If you're from around the country, if you say Lee Dorsey, my guess is you know the one big hit by him. And it is this one. If you don't know Lee Dorsey, I'll bet you know this song. Working in a coal mine, working up downtown, working in a coal mine, whoop, about to work down. Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Dorsey, New Orleans native, right here, Rock School.
Working in a coal mine, going down, 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 working in a coal mine. About to slip down, working in a coal mine. Going down, 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 working in a coal mine. About to slip down.
Yep.
Did that have a piano in it?
Did it?
Did that have a piano in it?
I didn't hear a piano.
I didn't hear anything in Ico Ico either, but that was just because it was only done with drums because it was, you know, just a chant song. But
yeah.
Was that the first song we've played that didn't have a piano in it?
Pretty much.
Did I just notice that?
We have this started to succeed from the
piano. To leave out. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why Chad is in the studio with me.
This is my role.
This is his role. What he does is he stops me from playing dumb songs, and he keeps me playing songs I should play. 1966, Aaron Neville. I look at Chad and I say, Aaron Neville, this is really a ballad. We should really flip over this and just keep going. And he looks at me and goes, you're going to skip over Aaron Neville? Yeah, it's just a ballad. We should flip over and just keep going and keep the songs up.
Two-part show on New Orleans, and you're not going to play Aaron Neville.
I'm just going to skip over Aaron Neville, okay? And he looked at me and he said, you're going to play New Orleans, you're going to skip Aaron Neville. Yeah, someone's going to kill you.
Mm-hmm. You're not from here, are you?
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Aaron Neville from 1966. Believe it or not, it took him all the way till 1989 to chart again. But local hero, not even a question. And you're right, keep me on track.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. From 1966, number one on the Billboard R&B charts. Tell it like it is, Aaron Neville, Rock School.
If you want something to play with, tell it like it is. Oh, I love, oh, I love, oh, I love.
Good tune.
It is a good tune.
Not even a good question. All skate. Didn't that sound like something that should be played at a dance, something like that? Okay, everybody on the floor. We're going to do a slow one, nice mirrored ball turning around.
I'm not going to ridicule you because you had second thoughts about playing Aaron Neville. I understand it.
Because of tempo.
We're not at a wedding reception. This is rock school.
That's
right. But again, keep in mind the topic that we're going. So that's why this is a good team, you and I. Checks and balances. There you go.
When we get back, we're going to do something from an R&B player out of, basically out of Bourbon Street. That's where he started. He had one national hit. Most people don't know it by him. Most people know it by the Blues Brothers. But he had the first hit with it. King Floyd, when we get back in 1 minute on Rock School. We'll be right back. This is Rock School as we do the second hour of New Orleans Rock right here, talking about a timeline, trying to get us as close to today as possible. And I'm looking at the music we have left. We should do pretty good here.
Hope so.
1970. Welcome to the 1970s. Disco has not hit and R&B still rules the New Orleans roost. Show Bar on Bourbon Street. Have you been to Show Bar? Have you been down to, I'm not Show Bar, but to Bourbon Street?
Yep.
Tipitina's,
yep.
Southport Hall,
mm-hmm.
Preservation Hall,
mm-hmm.
Moolot's, House of Blues, Pat O'Brien's, Snug Harbor, Sweet Lorraine's, Carlton Station, Howlin' Wolf. All these places. Ooh. I mean, so many places to go and see. You know where I was taken? One of the first places a guy, when I was after I first got here, took me.
What was that?
Rock and Bowl. Have you been to Rock and Bowl?
No, actually, I haven't.
That place is a ball. It is an absolute ball. I mean, I don't think I even did. I throw a ball once? No, I didn't. I don't think I bowled. I just sat and watched the band and danced.
Sweet.
It, really, really good time. King Floyd. This happens more often than you can believe. A 45, this is back before CDs and all that.
Yeah.
A 45 shows up at a radio station. The hit side, the side people that the side that the record company wants you to play is called the plug side.
Yeah.
P-L-U-G. That's when they say we want you to plug a record. That's why it's called plug, the plug side. The disc jockey listens to it and goes, wow, that's a horrible song. They flip it over.
To the B side.
To the B side. And they go, that's not bad. And they start playing the B-side. And through radio alone, there's where the hit comes from. That's happened more times than you can believe.
True radio influence.
This is where it happened once. King Floyd, Groove Me. Rock School.
Oh, sooky, sooky now. Hey! Come on, baby. Hey there, sugar dumplings. Let me tell you something. Girl, I've been trying.
Come on.
King Floyd on Rock School. There you go. They said Suki Suki.
Yeah.
How many songs say Suki Suki?
At least one other one that I know of.
Yeah, many. And just a general, you know, just kind of like saying baby, baby.
Yeah.
A female's name sounds a little sexy.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Just, yep.
Groove Me, King Floyd. Welcome to the bottom of the hour, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to keep going, so just very quickly, Chad, please say hello to the two radio stations that also run this dear, dear radio station.
Hello, two radio stations.
Who are they? Who are they?
They
Who
are WESU 88.1 FM, Middletown, Connecticut.
Yes.
And then right up the street, KSCL 91.3, Shreveport, Louisiana, baby.
That's right up the street.
Well, yeah, you know, you're just going up the street.
Yeah, I guess everywhere is within walking distance if you have the time. Please go to the website if you have a shot at it, kslu.org. You'll find a chalkboard on the right. Please listen to part one of this New Orleans show. Write us an email. Let us know whether we should have played Aaron Neville or not. What's that?
KSLURockSchool@gmail.com. KSLURockSchool@gmail.com.
Let us know what you think. We're going to, once again, eschew the stump and just continue playing New Orleans music. 1973. This guy originally was a guitarist until his left ring finger, you see, that's the fingers that sit on top of the fretboard,
yep.
which kind of screws up the whole being able to touch the strings, until his left ring finger was injured by a bullet.
A bullet?
He got shot. Yeah, that'll
by a sniper?
No, I don't know if it was by a sniper. Might have been. Would have made for a better story.
Mm-hmm.
But got shot. Professor Longhair, big influence. You'll see pictures of him every so often. Just dressed to the nines with the long hair and the extension, the whole schmeal. Dr. John, ladies and gentlemen. Born in New Orleans, Louisiana. Started his career as a session musician. You got to play it.
Still jamming.
He's still jamming. To this day. Plays everywhere he can. You got to play the song. Hit it. Everybody knows this intro. I'm in the right place. It's the wrong time. Rock School.
I did the right move, but I made it at the wrong time. I went in the right trip, but I made it in the wrong
time. Dr. John.
Dr. John.
Man, that thing is played. Is there a radio station? Is there a time across these United States that once a day that song is not played?
The dude knows his stuff.
That is
And like I said, still jamming
to this day.
Any New Orleans music festival you go to,
there he is.
He's going to be on the card.
There he is. Let's move forward.
Okay.
1981, as we deal with the music of New Orleans.
Hey, I'm in the world now.
Yeah, that's right. Were you born? What were you born? What year?
80.
80.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I was born in 64. I'd have been 16.
Okay.
That's painful. This person was born to Dolores and Ellis Marcellus Jr.
Ellis Marcellus?
Believe it or not, this person has 9 Grammys and a Pulitzer Prize for music. Wynton Marcellus. He is the musical director of jazz at Lincoln Center. Unbelievable musician and a New Orleans native. The song we're going to play was originally recorded in 1945 by Louis Jordan. And the thing is, Wynton Marcellus has, classical, jazz, rock. What do you play by Wynton Marcellus? Well, this is a rock school radio show, so you got to play something with rock. Louis Jordan and the Timpani Five had some of the earliest rock music. This song's called Caledonia. It was recorded in 2008 with Willie Nelson from the album Willie Nelson, Wynton Marcellus, Two Men with the Blues. This is Caledonia, another native son, Wynton Marcellus, New Orleans, Rock School. Original guy, Louis Jordan, would play that, and he and his band would play it in the dark. I have an original a series of videotapes on the history of rock and roll. I'm not sure who actually put it out, but it shows Louis Jordan playing this. He was a saxophonist, and it would have the guitarist, a saxophone, drum, and I think they had a stand-up bass as well. And I'm trying to just, you have a picture in your head.
Mm-hmm.
You close your eyes, you try to look at the picture that's in your head, and you don't do a very good job of it. But they had lights all over, not kind of rope lights, but kind of lights that were in this kind of the shape of the instruments.
Okay.
And they would play, and the lights would go off. So all you saw were these lights in the shape of the instruments up on stage.
Mm.
And, the kids today, they think, nobody rocked before I was alive. Wrong-o. Man, these people went. New Orleans, we're talking about it. 1987, The Radiators. We are moving forward quickly. Offbeat magazine said they are New Orleans' longest-running and most successful rock band. Radiators, like 300 songs, many different albums. The one we're going to play is from the album Law of the Fish. Came out on Epic Records, 1987. You're going to see every time they put on an album, their t-shirts, what have you. There is normally a fish theme to all of their albums, their icons, and all of that. I like this one. I knew nothing of the Radiators before I started doing the research for the show. Have you ever heard of them?
Yeah, one time.
Did you? Mm-hmm. I knew nothing about them. Listened to about 7 or 8 songs the whole way through, downloaded them all. This is my choice. I like this one, like dreamers do, on Rock School. Bad.
Now we're starting
Not
to bad. Step into your world.
Yeah, I like it. Radiators on Rock School. We're going to take a break. Got to. We got to give everybody a chance to tell you all about their products. We'll be back in just 1 minute. And when we get back, the Southern Led Zeppelin gets to step into the spotlight. 1 minute. Rock School. We'll be right back. This is Rock School as we do the music of New Orleans. And as Chad said before we took the break, we have moved into my time.
Yeah,
the
your
80s.
World.
Yeah, the 80s, where things got harder and harder and harder. And this was, I got to tell you, the first band out of New Orleans that I really knew living in Cleveland, because I had their first album, Zebra.
Zebra.
First album was called Zebra. They were formed in 1975. Their debut, Zebra, that's the one I had, came out in 83. The song we're going to play is actually from their follow-up album, No Telling Lies. Again, local heroes, heavy, heavy stuff, or real operatic acoustic stuff. Randy Jackson, a spectacular guitarist known for all of that nice 12-string acoustic stuff. He, along with Felix Hanneman and Guy Gelso, put together a blistering trio of musicians. This is Zebra.
Not the Randy Jackson you're thinking of.
No,
not the Randy Jackson that sits by Paula.
And says dog a lot. Dog. This is the really, really good musician out of New Orleans. Zebra, wait until the summer's gone. Rock School!
Look into my eyes.
Man, can these, I mean, that is blistering.
Yeah, they're rolling.
The stuff they put out there. This next band, we got time for two more songs.
Yep.
This next band, I had never heard of them before, and I went to see a Saints game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember who it was. My wife's company has these, you know, seats, and they said, here, take these seats, take a few, you know, clients, and okay, we go to the Saints game, and I'm just happy to be at the, you know, the Superdome, and I'm just absolutely stunned, and I'm sitting up high enough where, you know, if birds could get in, they would be looking up at me. You know, what do you do? How do you get up there? And I don't remember if it was before the game or at halftime. Something tells me it was before the game. The guy comes on, you know, that guy, you know, first down, Saints. He comes out and he says,
that's very
he
good.
Says, coming, you know, coming onto the field right now, Cowboy Mouth.
Cowboy Mouth.
That's the dumbest name I have ever heard in my life. They come out. And this guy comes out in a pair of shorts,
yep,
and a Saints shirt, sits down at the drums,
yep,
barefoot,
yep,
and they proceed. He's singing.
He's the lead guy.
They proceed to
blow the roof off of the dome.
I don't even know how to say, knock the walls down off of this place. And I looked at my wife and I said, when we are out of here, I'm buying as much Cowboy Mouth as I could get my hands on.
New Orleans own.
So from my collection. By the way, do you know where their name comes from?
Sam Shepard play.
You're right. Good for you.
Okay.
What do you think? Are they the most successful local band out there right now?
It's either them or Better Than Ezra.
Yeah, well, Better Than Ezra, though, has gone kind of national. They're in Applebee's commercials, Desperate Housewives.
Yeah,
that kind
I would
of
say
stuff.
If you're going to just keep it local, yeah, I'd have to put it at Cowboy Mouth.
From 1989, this is their set closer, Jenny Says, New Orleans Rock School.
Got no reason for the things I fear, the things that plague me when I see and hear. Dime's a nickel and a nickel's none. I'll throw myself into the Sunday sun. I saw my Sunday when you went insane. You said you're going, but I said I.
God, that's great. Go national. Somebody come down and sign these guys.
They're
going to
be
national.
Performing at this year's Voodoo Music Experience held every year in New Orleans.
Go national. I'm telling you, go national. Ladies and gentlemen, we're done. Last
yeah.
break. That was our two-for show on New Orleans, and I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you... let me tell you the groups we didn't get to.
Oh, there's plenty that we didn't get to.
Well, four that I brought
yeah,
that we didn't
yeah.
get to. Harry Connick Jr.
Yeah.
Mahalia Jackson,
mm-hmm.
Preservation Hall Jazz Band,
mm-hmm.
and the little fight we had here at the end.
Yeah.
What song are we going to end on? Well, Chad said...
I said I would end with Better Than Ezra.
And I said I want to end with Louis Armstrong.
So...
We fought back and forth,
and I said, yep. you know what? We can do Louis Armstrong because it's not the Better Than Ezra International Airport.
That's true.
It's the Louis Armstrong.
That's true. So
no problem.
We're going to leave with, do you know what it means to miss New Orleans? That's it. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
That's it. Class is dismissed.